Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And as always, I want to have a conversation with you. So give me a call if you want to have a conversation back. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Alpha. If you want to get all personal, I guess calling me on the phone is personal. But if you want to be even more personal, because some people like the chatting, if you go to smoothdrama.com, you can jump into the chat room. You can be anonymous. You can be all that you can be. Get in there or be square. Although, there's nothing wrong with being square. And wandering specimens in there right now. And wandering specimen is asking me, do I have a theme for tonight? Yes, I have a theme, wandering specimen. As always, I talk about what's happening in life. That's my theme, life. And all is eccentricity. So yeah, we're going to go in. Social network with me. You can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Shiny Whiskers, Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. I eat pumpkin seeds. That's not a diss, but some people like pumpkin seeds. I just don't get it. But that's just me. So if you want to get into the Smooth Drama group, just ask if you're on Facebook. And myself or Mr. J will add you. And you can friend us. It's all good. We can talk to taste. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me. Add us. Follow us. And we'll add, follow you back. And we can have that conversation about this and that. Some sneakers to have. And speaking of this and that from speakers to hats, oh my goodness. I always talk about we're done with the apocalypse, but welcome to the apocalypse. So, where do I begin? Well, the Raleigh City Council is proposing an amendment saying no poisonous snakes, right? Restricting the ownership of venomous snakes. Now, yay, council member, because I can't talk or read today. City council member in Raleigh, David Knight, is working to propose an ordinance that would restrict ownership of dangerous animals in the city. And so he represents District E in the Northwest Raleigh area of North Carolina, where the snake went missing. And so, you know, the guy who owned the snake, Christopher Gifford, he's got a social media presence, and he says he keeps a large collection of deadly reptiles, including monocled cobras, rattlesnakes, gaboon vipers, and even the green mamba, which bit him, requiring manti venom from the South Carolina Zoo. He also had that zebra cobra. So, yeah, he is an idiot. And so they have to have an ordinance that says, hey, you can't have stuff that is deadly as pets. We needed an ordinance for that. I mean, you do, obviously, because there are people like this guy, Christopher Gifford, who just, you know what, I got all these deadly. And so I didn't ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, because maybe a gentleman that he's dealing with also, you never know nowadays. Does that attract you? Like, ooh, you got how many poisonous snakes at your house? I'm gonna fuck you. I mean, is that what it is? I'm just asking the question because we know he's not playing with them. You can't play with snakes in general. Non-poisonous or poisonous. You can't play with them. There's no joining. So it's just like, I take great pride. Like, ooh, my heart beats. My balls swell up because I got poisonous animals under my roof. Maybe my heart pumps Kool-Aid because I don't see it. I'm a tad bit too scary. I'm not that kind of thrill seeker where everything in my house is deadly. And it's like, yeah, and I'm the apex predator that has all these poisonous snakes. Yeah. And so, I'm just wondering, ladies, do you visit that dude? Yeah, see, I've got the, you know, wandering specimen says hell to the no-no. No, wouldn't even frequent the resident. Exactly. I'm just saying, I'm wondering why you want to do that. And I think, and this is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're dating somebody who indulges in that kind of thing, you say something's wrong with them. Is there something wrong with you? I mean, can you show them some loving? Can you give loving to somebody that's into something crazy like that? I don't know. I mean, because then it leads to this. In Austria, a man was bitten by a 5 1/4 foot python while he was on the toilet at his house. So apparently, this python escaped from the neighbor's apartment and came through the drain. And so he sat on the toilet and he felt something on his balls, and he looked, and you see this snake in the toilet. And I'm like, that's my worst nightmare. And I'm sure it's not something that anybody who's listening is like, yeah, I've always wanted to know how I would feel to have a snake bite my genitals. I'm going to take that guess. I'm going to take that guess that it's not high up on anybody's bucket list, right? Because people got stuff on their bucket list, getting bit by a snake in their genital area is probably not on the list. So these are the things that happen. They sit there and they happen. And so imagine if that would have been that that cobra that escaped. You get bit on the balls by the cobra, that's kind of it. It's over with. He's dead. And nobody knows. Because it'll take a, they'll do the report, toxicology report, or an autopsy. They say, he's got venom in his blood. He died from poison. And then, he got bit by that snake. And then you got to find where they got bit. So it's like, he got bit on his ass or he got bit on his balls by poison. That's a hell of a way to die. You know, old men balls dangle. So it's like low-hanging fruit, literally. Anyway, I'm just... I can't. Stupid people. I want to have poisonous snakes. I want to have pets that I can't play with. My co-hosts always wonder why I call a lot of people who deal with animals despicable human beings. This is one of them times. You're a despicable human being. And I'm not talking about the people who train their dogs to dance or their horses to dance. You know, they're despicable. But you got snakes in the house. Why? Oh, I've got a fascination with snakes. Okay. Visit them. There's websites, all that. But you got poisonous stuff, and then they get loose. Everybody in the neighborhood, I can't concentrate. If I'm told that the snake is loose in my area, I can't concentrate. I'm done. It's a wrap, literally. There's no concentration for this one. I am broken. I have everything just... And so, and quite honestly, if one of my neighbors has a snake and it gets loose and it comes up in the drain and it bites me on the ass or on the balls, whatnot, I'm probably going to attack you just on GP. Just, I'm saying, because I'll be a little upset. You have to go through some things. I might attack you. I can't say that I won't. I'm probably going to say I'm 158% sure that I'm going to attack you. Just because. It just would seem like the right thing to do. It would seem like the right thing to do. Sort of like me hating on the designation. I saw that there was somebody who's looking to be famous, and I'm just not gonna say their name. They came out as a demisexual. Now, I honestly didn't know what the hell a demisexual was, and so yeah. I looked it up. I found out that a demisexual is a person that does not experience sexual attraction until they have formed a strong emotional connection with a prospective partner. And they said that the definition of emotional bond varies from person to person. No shit, Sherlock. And then they say demisexuals can have any romantic orientation. Okay, so people who don't experience sexual attraction until they have formed a strong emotional connection with a prospective partner sounds like normal people. sounds like normal people. Just saying. But we just making stuff up. I mean, we just can't say, you know, I'm sex positive. I'm positive about sex. I think it's a good thing. I like to have it. No, we just got hetero, I'm homo, I'm demi, I'm pan. We just keep making them up as we go along. Now we demi. I gotta have strong emotional connection. Most people have emotional connections. I'm not saying that there aren't people who have not had, quote unquote, what you call frivolous sex. Even though I don't think any sexual encounters that are consensual are frivolous. Hey, you doing the damn thing. I just think that if you're going to do it, have some passion about yourself, right? Passion about it. Be passionate. And so, whether you have the emotional content or not, if you got some passion about it, I think it'll be all right. I just think it's just, at this point, we just gonna start making up stuff. And so I'm sitting up there like, what am I? I'm already a lesbian, a butch lesbian, right? So now that we've established that I'm a butch lesbian, what is my sexual orientation? Let me see. Maybe I'm a pansexual. So what's a pansexual? A pansexual is someone who needs sexual penetration. Feel that connection. We just making shit up as we go. We just make shit up as we go. So, you know what? I'm just going to be done with this segment. Go on break. It's Clay Creation. Merciless.
Trying to bring the city credibility. No hits since Rob Stone, I meant you slick. And if we fucking did, nigga, I forget. But it's gonna be okay, wait till I drop my shit. Now I can do party rap till I'm blue in the face. But these niggas like piranhas, drop a Tatiana. Or I can make my own lane, that is no cap. You niggas are not safe, man, I really rap. If you scared, go to church, know a couple of good ones. I love my bros to fucking death, they a couple of hood ones. I don't write rhymes by how I be fucking your bitch, by how I'm popping and rich. I mean, look where that leads, your favorite rapper is snitch. I'm more secure than that. Niggas really got a cap because they scared to rap. Niggas rather shoot a gun than try to shoot the one. Wasn't telling a joke when I said I'm like pun. Niggas hear the single, think they know the album. Clocking my career, they think they know the outcome. I'ma always be creative, never have a slump. I'm more Kendrick Cole and Rocky than a little pump. And that's okay though. I just take my image and I shape it like it's Play-Doh. Niggas wanna comment, but they got nothing to say though. Say they got some heat, but they ain't fucking with Clay though. Say they doing music, but they got nothing to play though. Cloud chasing IG. We're from selling packs to selling flat crummy tea. All you niggas is weak. Yeah, you at the mountaintop, but my nigga, you peak. OMG, can I talk my shit again? Niggas taking styles, can I rock my shit again? This rap shit a competition. I recorded cute in the studio with niggas who just ended they session. I seen Tato in the corner listening. He told me no one in the city could fuck with my vision. I'd rather put my niggas on and try to cause a vision. One day they in the game, one day, man, they gone. You can't do this shit alone, it's lonely all on the throne. I had to vent on this shit. I can rap forever on this beat, no end of this shit. I know niggas who can rap, but they don't, cause they wanna make hits, forgetting that the highest selling rappers are all lyricists. I was gonna be spitting since it was written, and if you think you better, you lying, you fucking cheating. Up in Hail Mary, nigga feeling like I'm Machiavelli. Stuck between generations like KRS and Nelly. I felt cold when he said that he the middle child. I've been struggling with switching up my style. I wanna make a hit, have everybody cheer me. But when I meet the legends, I want them to take me seriously, nigga. Yeah, take me seriously, nigga.
Together you got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation, Merciless. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. So, Public Enemy said, welcome to the Terror Dome. I'm saying, welcome to the apocalypse. Even though the apocalypse just ended, welcome to the new old apocalypse. Because we got used to one apocalypse, now we're back to the regular scheduled program, right? Home intruders. So, you know, people breaking into people's houses. That's burglary. It happens, right? It happens. But then we got folks that are breaking into people's houses. They're doing laundry and just chilling. And then there was what happened to a woman in Tennessee who, you know, was forced to hide inside her bedroom after someone broke in her house, sat down, drank some iced tea from the refrigerator, took a shower, just chilling. I'm like, so it ain't enough to break in your house, steal your stuff. I mean, because you're violating somebody's space, right? It's the American way to violate people's space. We get that. No argument. But now we just, hey, because he knows she's in the bedroom. Like, yeah. You got the drink up in here. You got some iced tea. All right, then shout it. Let me get some of that iced tea you got. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm stinking, though. I need to take a shower. It's like, this is what we doing? We going to folks' houses, drinking tea, taking showers? Then another one broke into the family's house and, you know, made him some food. It's just chilling. Did some laundry. I'm like, what are we doing? I mean, we getting comfortable. It's metaphorical, actually. It's actually metaphorical. You know, at first I was like, man, this is ridiculous. Folks breaking into people's houses and then just chilling. Like, they ain't did nothing wrong. Just chilling. What's up, Shouty? Just breaking in your spot, you know what I'm saying? Just, I'm gonna drink some tea. Might need to take a shower, do some laundry. My drawers is dirty. I've got toilet paper. I don't know if I washed my hands this week. Short-term memory loss. I mean, because this is what we talk about, right? And then I sat there like, man, that's the American way. That's the American way. Show up, somebody's spot, and then just get comfortable. Like, I ain't did nothing wrong. So, get something to drink, do some laundry, take a shower. I'm chilling. And then look at you strange. Like, why are you tripping? I mean, I'm just violating your space where you been, your spot. Because that kind of stuff is not really frowned upon. At least not like talking about it. At least not like talking about it. I mean, it was 4th of July weekend. And if you've ever listened to my show, I'm not big on this patriotism that we got out here. I'm like Frederick Douglass. What is the 4th of July to the slave? And I'm not saying I'm a slave, but I'm still like, what's the 4th of July? It means absolutely positively nothing to me. And most folks whose ancestors were slaves, you know, I mean, I would think that you would feel the same way. Because guess what? It's slavery. The only reason why we have July 4th as the day was because that the Constitution was actually done and ready on July 3rd. But the states with slaves and some individuals with slaves, 41 out of the 56 founding fathers, you know, a lot of people decided, hey, we need representation based on population who don't necessarily have rights. So, what did they do? They negotiated, and that's where the 3/5 of the person came in. So we got counted. Me and you, we were 1 1/5 of a person together. I mean, if we're doing math, right, because 3/5 plus 3/5 would be 1 1/5 if we're doing the math right. So because it's 6/5, and then you break that down. 5 goes into 1, and 1 is left over, 1 1/5. Elementary math. Just for you. Anyway, point is, like, there was a former House Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. Yeah, came out and said, hey, most of the founding fathers hated slavery. And it's interesting. Yeah. And wait, let me say it right. And so you know, former White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany. She says, she said it the other day, well, this morning actually. She said, in response to Representative Cori Bush's 4th of July tweet saying that black people are still not free in America, she said that all the main founding fathers opposed slavery. And I'm gonna say her whole statement so you can hear it. The haters never take a day off from hating. That is clear. And they never take a day off from getting the facts wrong. We know most of our forefathers, all of our main founding fathers, were against slavery, recognized the evils of it. And you know what? That's about as false can get. Historically, we know 41 of the 56 didn't have slaves. Only 3 of the founding fathers never owned slaves. The Adams brothers, the Samuel and John Adams, and gosh, I think Thomas Paine. So we're talking about three people that never owned slaves. That's it. The rest of them either had slaves or married into slave-owning families. Now, when you hear people talk about, oh, critical race theory, I mean, we're just talking about folks lying about history. See, we know, at least most people who have actually studied real history and paid attention to the detail, because there's the glossing over, right? There's the glossing over. It's like church. Not that I'm dissing. I'm just saying it's like church. So church, you read certain things in the Bible, but you don't pay attention to the details. Like, God so loved us that he gave us the Son, blah, blah, blah. Right? But don't talk about the whole message and how you're supposed to treat people and all that other stuff. Quote, unquote, Christian nation. So you'll have people who will come out and say, hey, look, flat out lies. And so you have, and sometimes you just got to hear from the founding fathers. Okay. So George Washington wrote to a friend in 1774, we must assert our rights or submit to every imposition that can be heaped upon us till custom and use will make us as tame and abject slaves as the blacks we rule over with such arbitrary sway. George Washington wrote that to a friend. Because they were afraid of being slaves to the British. Right? Which, and George Washington says, yeah, later on as he was dying, you know, slavery was wrong. And freed the slaves after he was dead. It's like, well, thank you. Thank you for that. You freed me after you died. So I couldn't be freed while you were alive, because then you would have to do the work for yourself. But I'm free now. I'm free now. I've used all my life up to take care of your punk ass. And then, of course, there's Thomas Jefferson, another one of the main founding fathers, as she said. Yeah, the one who wrote the all men are created equal. And I mean, he owned hundreds of slaves all his life. Fathered children with one of his slaves, Sally Hemings. But he wrote how he believes slavery to be a political and moral evil and how he wished to have the institution abolished. But he said he felt powerless to change the situation and summed it up near the end of his life as, and these are his words, we have the wolf by the ear and we can neither hold him nor safely let him go. Justice is in one scale and self-preservation is in the other. And so basically he's saying, well, if I let them go, they might hate me and want to kill me. And so he never freed his slaves. Awesome guy, Thomas Jefferson. George Washington. You know, all them cats. I mean, we don't need to hear their words. We just need to know that they were just awful people because they owned slaves. There's nothing redeeming about slavery. And so, see, we're talking about what you say and then what you do. And so, you know, it's like saying, you know what? I love women. I have the utmost respect for women. But I have a history of punching women in the mouth. I mean, as a matter of fact, speaking of punching in doing stuff with the mouth, did you know that George Washington, you know, with the wooden teeth and all that, some of his teeth that he had, dentures were made, he took the teeth from some of his slaves. That's how awesome that dude was. George Washington. Let's give it up for George Washington. Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah. Beloved by no one who lived in that house except for maybe the wife and his kids. I'm going to guess everybody else is like, yeah, revolution, freedom fighter. All men are created equal, as his partner, Thomas Jefferson, said, except for y'all. But, yeah, like I said, it's like me saying, yeah, I respect women, but I've got what? Over 100 domestic violence incidents where I'm just punching women, kicking them in the back, slapping them. So I got a whole litany of things. I mean, because when we talk about slavery, it's the worst thing that happened. Well, one of the worst things that happened in this country, the wiping out of the majority of the Native Americans. That's a whole other extinction level event that happened that we, of course, don't talk about, because that would be like critical race theory, where you talk about what actually happened as opposed to, hey, you know what? We killed a lot of people. We enslaved a lot of people. But America's a great place. We need to make America great again. That's what people say. But once again, I'm working all the way around this to say, if I say I respect people, but I'm constantly punching people in the face, am I really respecting people? Is that really respectable? Just posing a hypothetical question, trying to get a theoretical answer. So, yeah. I mean, so wandering specimen, you say, can't drink from the same fountain but will eat with their teeth. No, remember, they didn't have water fountains back then. Back then, everybody drank beer because the beer was actually more sanitary than the drinking water. So, yeah. So, nah, because the water, they didn't have water filters and all that. And so when people who didn't use soap would bathe in your lakes, whatnot, it would get ugly. And that's your drinking water. As well as, I mean, because like right now, I know, right now there's the CDC warning, hey, if you have diarrhea, don't get in the pool because you contaminate the pool. And the pool has chlorine, a.k.a. a little bleach in it, right? So imagine a bunch of dirty people, and like wandering specimen says, ew. Yeah, ew. That's what that was. So that was your drinking water. So that's why beer, which was actually manufactured, was technically what, I mean, even babies drank it. The beer was brewed and it was cleaner than the water. Historical facts. Yeah, so the whole, I'm punching you, but I love you and got respect for you. I'm punching you, but I've got respect for you. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about here. Now, for some folks get it. Some folks don't. I mean, when you say this kind of stuff, because that's what I'm saying. There's the perceived reality, and then there's what actually happens. So we've been taught to perceive reality. You know what? Guess what? What happened? It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad at all. It just, some stuff happened. And you know what? We shouldn't make that big of a deal out of it. That's what we're told. That's what we've been coerced into thinking is the actual truth. So, and you get people who move the goalposts all the time. Most of them said it was evil. Yes, they said it was evil, but I participated in it. Nope. Drugs is bad, but I'm a crackhead. Yeah. If you see me on TV saying, crack is whack, and then you see me at the party, hey, man, let me hit that. You're like, which one do you believe? The public statement or your actual eyes? You know what? Mr. F, the N-word is smoking crack. I saw it, but he said crack is whack. But I saw him smoke it. But he said crack is whack. So, I mean, we got that. Or, once again, we can just go with the, he says he respects women. He just punches them in the mouth all the time. I saw him punch her. Yeah, but he says he doesn't do it. See how that works? We actually know that the founding fathers, except for three, had slaves. We know this. We're involved personally in slavery. So, they were horrible people. I can, with 500% certainty, say, yes, they were horrible people. Because they owned slaves. They participated in slavery. Thus, they are horrible people. It's like right now, what you call human trafficking, a.k.a. slavery. If you had a friend that participated in human trafficking, are they a good person? They can be out here. You know what? I believe in this sanctity of life. I believe that all people are created equal. But they're selling people. So, is it speech or is it what they actually do? I'm just asking for a friend. Just asking for a friend. And so when we see the violence that's all around, record numbers of violence, because there's a frustration in this country about what's going on. Now we can blame the symptoms, but then I always ask, do we wonder how did we get to the sickness? How do we get to the sickness? That's the story. That's the answer right there. Why are there people in poverty where they feel like they have to do it? Is it because they don't care? Or is it because they were, put and subjected to these conditions that made them that way? Those are the questions. Who's got the answers? On that note, we're going to break. This is Big Crit. Forever in the day.
They say they couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The grind ain't enough, they gotta mix it with the leather. The grind ain't enough, they gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Would I forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, tank, tank. What I say, if my mama said a four feet, I can see it. I take it to them haters, in my grill. The doubters and the non-believers that said I would. And them A&Rs when I bit them balls, that said I could. And them boots balls that wasn't fucking all broke. Now they three sides of the VI so I can jump down, they saw. I put it on the line and do what I love, but the four ball have hope. And it was meant for me and it was meant to be and it'll pay off like it's cold. The she said it couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The grain ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the lover. The grind ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Forever in a tank, 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 tank. Forever in a tank, 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 tank. Forever in a tank, 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 tank. Forever in a tank, tank. What I say, they try to play it, I'm pissed up. Well, most of them niggas, I'm pissed up. Joined by your own people, just don't raise your fist up. Let's do this, I'm kick up. A lot of beat, my money straight like a lot of beat. If you never been to the top, something that's gotta be, somewhere that's gotta be. I never dealt with the lane. Not gonna work, but I'm hella good in this campaign. No time to waste, keep my pace, but ever still. Where am I to, and how you live? I need it big, I heard they did. They said it couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The grain ain't enough. Gotta mix it with the lover. The grind ain't enough. You gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Would I forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, tank. Dedicate this third verse out of candy comes with a slab rise. Record breakers and DMA favors and they new. Who would never heard about new player pimp? Shed it off that crumb that's off to the trunk beat. Cross up on a bad ride with jump in cause she fucking me. In the hood than a CD cause they show love. At the mama pops and I told them all. Even when my buzz was small, I still told the cops. That remained that I'm still the same and I never changed myself. I ain't trying no mainstream cause love from the underground. They say they couldn't be forever, couldn't be forever. That's ain't enough, they gotta mix it with the lover. The grind ain't enough, they gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Would I forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, 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 forever in a tank, tank, what would I say? Forever in a tank.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Big Crit, forever in the day. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so systemic racism, that stuff that we just not supposed to talk about, because it don't happen, because we're in America. America is free. It's about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and getting it done. No assistance. Just your work ethic, your superior work ethic. Make it happen. So, I saw that here in California, they're talking about paying people to stay in, if you're addicted to methamphetamines, whatnot, they're paying you to stay in rehab. Now, what does that have to do with systemic racism? I mean, does that have anything to do with systemic racism? It's like, no, because methamphetamines ain't got nothing to do with racism. Not one iota, not one bit, not even a little bit. But then I hearken back. You know, I'm not supposed to do this because I can't be looking at history. But kind of have to. The crack epidemic, we call it. Remember, folks, no, there was no rehab facilities taking in crackheads, trying to get folks off crack. No, folks was just getting jail time. You had some crack, you go in jail. Not because you were selling it, because you actually had it. No, we know 30-some years later that the government was actually bringing in the drugs and selling the drugs to the people that they were arresting. The paradox, right? Happy 4th of July, Independence Day. So we have that. Fast forward to 2021, they're going to pay you to rehab yourself because we're doing it different. We've learned and we want to be kinder and gentler. We don't want to be punitive. We don't want to be punitive. So they're considering paying people to stay off drugs. And, you know, an incentive for folks to stay clean. You know what? I'm against drugs. I'm 999,000,000% against drugs. Anybody knows me knows that. You know, the whole, if you're going to set up Mr. F the N-word, it can't be with drugs because everybody who knows me knows, nope. That's the one way you're not going to set me up. You say, oh, yeah, he had these drugs. They be like, are y'all serious? That's the biggest lie you ever told. Because I flat out do not even believe in the concept. Just right off the top. But I digress. Point is, one generation looks one way and received punitive justice. One generation looks a certain way and they receive tender love, force indeed tender love, love so tender, holding you close to me, I surrender. I couldn't sing it like the force indeed, but I'm just saying, it's tender love, nice and kind. We're even giving incentives to get off the drugs. That's beautiful. It's good and infuriating all at the same time. And so we were talking about systemic racism. Let's just dive in. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So there's a 9-year-old girl in Minneapolis who was berating her school board in a viral video. This happened a couple weeks ago. She's mad because they're like, there were on the wall Black Lives Matter posters And so she was like told there weren't going to be political posters. They weren't allowed. But there were messages and posters in support of Black Lives on the wall at her school, which made her, she went viral. She just went, she was going off on them. You told us this was not going to happen. You told us this was not going to happen. You know, little 9-year-old. Now, systemic racism. She taught that. 9-year-old girls don't care about posters. Unless it's whatever little crush that they have from a boy band or whoever, or some little idol that they like, some singer, right? Or singers. Or stars on whatever show that they're watching. It's 9-year-old. They're not sophisticated. They're not berating anyone over political leanings. They're fucking 9. And that stuff is not important to 9-year-olds on their own. Now, you add some adult interaction in there, and all of a sudden, these 9-year-olds are articulate about, you know, I saw these signs. We're not supposed to have that. We're not supposed to have that. You said that wasn't going to happen. 9-year-olds. I mean, 9-year-olds who care about politics. Okay. That's what we're doing. We're putting up little kids. And that's a systemic racism, right? Because the kids have leanings that their parents have. So obviously, if their parents' political leanings are a certain way, and they listen to their parents, and they are going to say the exact same things that their parents are saying. That's how that goes. So if you've got parents who are whatever wing, left wing, right wing, chicken wing, pick a wing, even though people got thighs now, you can pick a wing, and there's folks who are fanatical, and they speak fanatically around their kids, and not understanding that their kids lack sophistication. Kids are just going to speak they're just going to regurgitate what you say, but they're going to say it with a passion that is not cool. It's not smooth. That's just, there's a reality there. Right? There's a serious reality that there's no sophistication to the argument. It's just kids going off about stuff that should not even be important to them. 9-year-olds should be outside playing, enjoying their life. You got plenty of time to be a messed up an adult, but we have grown folks who want to get them started early. Get them started early. And that's the systemic racism. 9-year-olds going after school boards because it was a 9-year-old's idea to go after the school board. Of course it was. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. You want to continue the conversation with me, please jump into the chat room, smoothdrama.com. I would love to continue the political discourse with you. Well, any kind of discourse. We don't have to be political. It could be about whatever. Maybe snakes on the plane. Anyway, smoothdrama.com. I'll let you, man. Other than that, I'll catch you on the other side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.